Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, April 15th. You'll be interested to know. Today is National Bunion Day. Established by Treace Medical Concepts in 2024, raises awareness about bunions and their treatments. Celebrated on the third Tuesday in April, it educates the public on this common deformity. Treace's Lapiplasty procedure offers a groundbreaking solution, correcting bunions with minimal recovery time. Learn more about this impactful health initiative. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking fair this morning with waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 3+ feet throughout the morning, providing decent conditions. Expect the winds to remain onshore at 3 to 4 mph, keeping things fairly smooth for the early surfers before shifting later in the day. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 0-foot low tide when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 14 seconds and the onshore wind is 3 mph. The first high tide Tuesday will be 3 foot at 11:30 a.m. with a 1.5-foot low tide at 4:15. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Wednesday through Friday presents mostly choppy conditions with knee-to-waist-high waves. Morning sessions on Wednesday start clean with light winds, but afternoon winds increase, leading to rougher surf. Thursday remains choppy throughout, while Friday sees persistent choppy conditions and moderate winds. Expect fair conditions in the evenings, but overall, the surf quality declines as the week progresses. This morning, it's patchy drizzle, and it feels like 56 degrees, with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:22, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:16. It looks like we're in for some patchy drizzle and fog early today, clearing by late morning, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 60, along with a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect more patchy drizzle and fog, with a low around 54 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy conditions with patchy drizzle and fog on Wednesday, warming up to a high near 59. Thursday and Friday bring slight chances of rain, with highs around 61 and 59. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows in the mid-50s. Enjoy mostly sunny skies on Saturday, with a high near 60. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the owner and operator of the Del Mar Fairgrounds has initiated a public outreach campaign to gather insights from local governments and county residents about the future of the venue. The Fairgrounds 2050 Master Planning Initiative will seek opinions on the best and most sensible uses for the association's 3 properties: the Del Mar Fairgrounds, the Surf and Turf Recreation Center, and the Del Mar Horse Park. This initiative includes a statistically significant survey of county residents and presentations to local governmental bodies. Chief Executive Officer Carlene Moore emphasized that the planning process should be community-led, ensuring the venue remains a vital gathering place for years to come. Now on to sports. Rory McIlroy's recent victory at the Masters has delighted bettors, while causing frustration for sportsbooks. Last week, Johnny Avello from DraftKings noted that McIlroy was drawing more bets than last year's champion, Scottie Scheffler. A DraftKings bettor had wagered $10,000 on McIlroy at odds of +650, anticipating a payout of $65,000. Despite a dramatic final round filled with ups and downs, McIlroy clinched his first Masters title. Seamus McGee from BetMGM confirmed that McIlroy was the most bet golfer, leading to a significant shift in odds. The next major event, the PGA Championship, is scheduled for May 15th through 18th, with McIlroy and Scheffler again favored to win. In local sports, last night at Petco Park, the Friars triumphed over the Cubs 10-4. El Nino launched two homers, while Bush smacked a three-run shot in the third. Morajan snagged the win with solid pitching. The Padres now boast an impressive record of 14-3, remaining unbeaten at home, with San Diego's bats proving too powerful to handle. Tonight, they take on the Cubs again at Petco Park at 6:40. Randy Vasquez, sporting a sparkling 1.72 ERA, faces off against Shota Imanaga. Last night, the Kings dominated the Oilers 5-0 in Edmonton. Warren Fogle and Kevin Fiala each netted goals. Adrian Kemp added flair with a stunning third-period finish. The Kings' defense was impenetrable, leaving Edmonton scoreless. LA now boasts a record of 47-24-9. Tonight, the Kings take on the Kraken in Seattle. In top news, new research from scientists at the University of California, San Francisco, reveals that CT scans may be more harmful than previously believed. These scans account for about 5% of new cancer cases annually in the United States. While the risk from a single scan is low, frequent users, such as those with chronic conditions, should weigh the benefits and risks. The study predicts over 100,000 future cancers due to rising CT use, which has increased by 30% since 2007. It's crucial to understand the potential dangers associated with these scans, especially for vulnerable populations like children. In business news, in the world of artificial intelligence, Dario Amodei, co-founder and CEO of Anthropic, is on a mission to create powerful AI that remains benevolent. Recently back from Davos, he expressed confidence that models like Claude will outperform humans in cognitive tasks within 2 years. However, the landscape is shifting as a Chinese company, DeepSeek, has introduced a competitive large language model at a fraction of the cost. Despite this, Amodei insists that efficiency does not diminish the value of advanced intelligence. Anthropic is focused on ensuring the safe development of artificial general intelligence with a commitment to ethical standards in AI. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $86,000. Ethereum is up 1% to about $1,600. And GOATSE's Maximus is down 2% to 4 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. A recent poll by Pointer And the University of Minnesota reveals that many Americans are largely disgusted by artificial intelligence in news reporting. Nearly half of the respondents expressed that they do not want AI to report the news, while 20% believe that news organizations should not utilize this technology at all. The survey, which included 1,128 participants, also found that 49% had no interest in chatting with virtual assistants for news. Furthermore, 30% had no confidence in AI-generated articles. This skepticism underscores a growing distrust in media fueled by various factors, including political rhetoric. So what do you think? Have I earned your trust yet? Entertainment news. Los Angeles is experiencing a significant decline in film and television production, as reported by Film LA. In the first quarter of 2025, on-location shoot days fell by 22.4% compared to the previous year, totaling 5,295 days. Television production dropped by 30.5%, with notable declines across all categories. Feature films decreased by 28.9%, and commercials were down by 2.1%. Governor Gavin Newsom and state legislators are advocating for improvements to California's film tax credit program to attract productions and boost local jobs. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American singer and actress, Demi Lovato. And she said, "No matter what you're going through, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it may seem hard to get to it, but you can do it. And just keep working towards it, and you'll find the positive side of things." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.